When was the last time you stared at your inbox wondering if you're charging enough for your work or if you should take that unpaid opportunity for exposure? In today's rapidly evolving creative landscape, traditional career advice falls short. Little Black Book has become essential reading for creatives worldwide, with celebrities like Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Issa Rae citing it as a career game changer. What makes this guide particularly powerful is how it strips away the mystique around creative success, offering practical strategies for everything from managing your time to negotiating your worth, all while maintaining artistic integrity in an increasingly commercial world. Born from Uwagba's experiences at top advertising agencies and Vice Media, this compact guide delivers wisdom that applies whether you're freelancing, starting your own venture, or working within an organization. Creative work is both stimulating and demanding as you juggle multiple projects. The key is strategic time management aligned with your natural rhythms. Start by reclaiming your mornings. Beginning your day 1 hour earlier creates uninterrupted focus time that boosts productivity. Though challenging at first, early risers report higher energy and better control. Resist checking emails. Dedicate this power hour to priority tasks. Consider a work uniform. Wearing similar outfits daily eliminates decisions and preserves mental energy. Creative leaders like Steve Jobs and Vera Wang adopted this approach to save time and build their personal brand. Structure your day into 2 hour blocks, 90 minutes of focused work followed by 30 minute breaks. Even during peak flow, breaks enhance productivity. Avoid multitasking. It fragments attention and depletes mental resources. Focus on one task at a time. Schedule weekly deep thinking time to strategize and evaluate. Remember that perfectionism blocks progress. Done is better than perfect. If no one sees your work, it doesn't exist, so learn when to release your creation to the world. Every creative professional faces idea droughts. While these dry spells can feel threatening, several strategies can help you get unstuck. Look beyond your usual influences. Great ideas rarely come from staring at a blank screen. They emerge from new stimuli. Attend talks in different fields, read outside your genre, or explore unfamiliar places. Original work springs from unique combinations of inspirations. Don't isolate yourself when blocked. Fresh perspectives often reveal solutions that elude us. When overwhelmed, simplify your tasks and focus on doing fewer things well. Your physical environment shapes creativity. A dedicated workspace helps separate work from leisure. Include plants for better air and mood, and maximize natural light. Find your ideal sound environment, whether music, ambient noise, or silence with noise-canceling headphones. Consider working from libraries, co-working spaces, or cafes for variety. Try periodic digital detoxes by going screen-free. Often, thinking flows better with pen and paper. Regularly evaluate which projects energize you and adjust your work to include more of these through management discussions or selective client choices. Your personal brand communicates your distinct value proposition and sets you apart from competitors with similar skills. Since information about you already exists online, being strategic about this presence lets you control your narrative. Start by identifying your unique combination of skills. Appearance matters. We're judged within seconds. Maintain a consistent aesthetic that balances personality with professionalism and wear what boosts your confidence. For creative industries, social media presence is crucial. Focus on authentic personality rather than follower counts and maintain consistency across platforms, including profile pictures. Freelancers should showcase previous client work through a selective portfolio website. Keep your CV and online profiles current and enhance visibility through industry publications, blogging, or creative communities. Including notable side projects demonstrates initiative beyond regular work. Remember, authenticity and excellence in your craft form your brand's foundation. Creative professionals often struggle with financial discussions, partly due to the subjective nature of their work and the lingering stigma around selling out. However, understanding your market value is crucial for career growth. Research your worth through conversations with industry peers, mentors, and recruiters. When seeking a raise, prepare thoroughly. Know market rates and what your company would pay to replace you. Consider timing based on company circumstances like expansions or restructuring. Make your case with concrete achievements and metrics. Use confident language focused on accomplishments, I've achieved, rather than needs, I want. Present your request as a business case. State your figure clearly, then stay silent. Get any agreement in writing, and if denied, establish clear goals for future success. Freelancers should always ask for client budgets up front. If rates don't align, negotiate deliverables rather than dropping prices. Regularly reassess your rates, especially after landing prestigious clients that boost your portfolio value. When considering unpaid work, ensure it offers meaningful compensation through exposure, experience, or valuable connections. However, always pursue paid opportunities first. Treat free work as an investment in your future, not a default option. Networking gets a bad rap, but remains vital at any career stage. While targeting industry leaders seems logical, peer-to-peer networking can be equally valuable. You'll grow together and form meaningful long-term relationships. Effective networking stems from genuine interest in others' work. Build a reputation for helping consistently, not just when you need something. Be a connector by introducing people who could benefit from knowing each other. Relationships thrive on reciprocity. Skip the elevator pitch when meeting someone new. Start with casual conversation and ask about current projects rather than titles. People naturally engage when sharing their work, and open-ended questions create better dialogue. When reaching out via email, use clear subject lines and keep messages brief. Explain why you're contacting this specific person and limit yourself to one or two clear requests. While emails open doors, face-to-face meetings build lasting connections. Make the most of coffee meetings by being punctual, researching thoroughly, and respecting time limits. Prioritizing work over health undermines your success. Chronic stress and overwork degrade the quality of your output, making self-care essential, not optional. Practice preventative stress management through mindfulness meditation, which enhances focus and memory. Begin with 2 minutes of morning breath focus, gently returning attention to breathing when thoughts wander. Your brain uses 20-30% of daily calories, demanding proper nutrition. Exercise 2 to 3 times weekly, doing activities you enjoy. The endorphins improve mood, while movement often sparks creativity. Sleep directly impacts productivity. Create a 30-minute screen-free period before bed to avoid blue light disruption. Keep your bedroom work-free. Silence devices, store them elsewhere, and never work from bed. In creative fields, establish clear boundaries between personal and professional life, whether through no evening emails or separate social accounts for work. Learn to say no to protect your time and energy. Before overcommitting, consider what meaningful work or rest you're sacrificing. Your creative career is a marathon. Sustainable success requires balancing ambition with recovery.